Last month, we shared about a large deficit in the general fund of our church.
上個月我哋講到喺教會嘅經常費裏邊，我哋有一個好大嘅赤字喺裏邊。
And we also had boiler issues, and we had the unexpected expense of paying for a new boiler.
我哋講到牛頓堂有呢個暖氣嘅問題，而亦都為咗裝修呢個維修暖氣，我哋用咗好大筆錢。
And so we asked all the church to pray.
咁我哋叫我哋嘅會眾去祈禱。
And to give as God has blessed you.
就根據神俾你嘅恩惠，神俾你嘅恩典，你就去奉獻。
Well, if you see in your bulletin, we see the result.
如果今日你喺個教會嘅牆刊裏邊，你就會睇到個結果。
We received the largest offering in one month in the general fund.
我哋喺過去一個月，我哋收到喺經常費裏邊最大筆嘅奉獻。
And it's the largest in the history of our church.
喺教會歷史上面一個月裏邊收到最大最多嘅奉獻。
So we want to thank God first of all.
我哋感謝神。
And thank all of you who gave generously.
亦都多謝大家好慷慨嘅去奉獻。
And we ask that you continue to pray.
我哋求你繼續嘅去祈禱。
Because January and February, many times, are very low months for offering, particularly if there's bad weather.
我哋知道通常一月同二月，我哋都唔係收到好多嘅經常費，尤其是有時打風落雪，我哋翻唔到嚟崇拜。
And we ask that you continue to give generously on a regular basis.
我求大家去禱告，可以恆常嘅、慷慨嘅去奉獻。
This morning I want to talk about aging.
今天我想講到一個關於老化衰老的問題。
I want to particularly focus in on what we would think as the last stage of life.
想跟大家思想一下，當我們人生去到最尾嗰個階段，這個時間。
Now I recognize that most people probably not in that stage yet.
我都睇到大家在座咁年輕都未去到嗰個階段。
But the fact is, all of us are getting older.
但係個事實係我哋每一日我哋都一路一路嘅年紀大。
And certainly, we need to prepare ourselves for that time.
我哋都要為我哋越嚟越年紀大而去準備。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come.
在傳道書十二章第一節，他這樣說，你趁著年幼衰敗的日子尚未來到，就是你所說我毫無喜樂的那些年日未曾臨近之先，當紀念做你的主。
And if you were to read that first section of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it gives a very graphic image.
如果你去讀傳道書第十二章頭嗰幾節嘅時候，嗰度畫住一幅圖畫。
It talks about old age and death, basically.
嗰度為死亡同埋衰老畫住一幅圖畫。
And it portrays it as a coming storm or like a house that is decaying.
佢嗰度描繪到死亡或者衰老係好似一個大風暴將會嚟咁樣，或者係一間喺度腐爛緊嘅屋。
And so that sounds somewhat depressing, but the fact is that all of us certainly as we get older will suffer different issues and problems.
這個圖畫令到我們覺得有少許沮喪，但是當我們一路年長的時候，我們的生活裡面當然會遇到不少的問題。
As I've been getting older, I've been experiencing more health issues and more problems.
當我年紀越來越大的時候，我自己身體上面都遇到不同的問題。
Many of you know that at the annual meeting I shared that I'll be turning 65 next month.
可能大家都知道喺年會嗰度，我分享我下個月就會65歲啦。
Now I told people that I didn't plan on any retirement yet.
我同大家分享我冇諗住退休。
But I've been getting lots of mail about Social Security and retirement accounts and things like that.
但我都收到好多关于社会安全金啊，关于我嘅退休户口嘅一啲嘅信。
I've been thinking aboutbeneficiaries for my life insurance and wills and things like that.
我哋都谂紧我嘅遗嘱啊，受益人啊等等嘅问题。
I began to think with my wife about, oh, where should we be living?
我同我太太 Nancy 都谂啊，究竟我哋应该住喺边度咧？
Do we need a house with stairs?
我哋需唔需要我哋间屋需唔需要有楼梯咧？
Do we need to continue to do yard work and shovel snow?
我仲想唔想继续铲雪，继续要去做园艺咧？
How close do we want to live to our children and our grandchildren?
我想离开我哋嘅仔女同我哋嘅孙有几远咧？
And so as you get older, there's all these issues as well.
当你年纪越大嘅时候，你就谂呢一啲嘅问题。
In fact, in America, there are more people age 65 and older than at any time in our history.
事实上喺美国嘅美国嘅历史里边，而家呢个时刻系喺历史性里边系有最多65岁以上嘅人仲生存紧嘅。
And the census tells us that in the coming years there will be even more people turning 65 over the next 10 years.
而人口统计都话俾佢听喺嚟紧呢十年里边，我哋会有更加多嘅人系多过65岁。
And so I recognize that we have a lot of older people in our congregation and in our country.
我亦都睇到喺我哋嘅教会里边，亦都喺呢个社会里边，喺呢个国家里边越嚟越多年长嘅人。
But we don't talk about it too much.
但我哋唔会成日讲呢一个衰老嘅问题。
We may talk a lot about teenagers and youth.
我哋可能会讲关于年轻人嘅问题。
We can talk about children. We can talk about college students.
我哋讲到可能大学生或者系啲儿童嘅问题。
Or even working people or young married couples.
或者系一啲初结婚嘅年轻人嘅问题。
It seems like a lot of times.The older people are kind of ignored.
但我哋好少特别讲到年长者嘅问题。
And so this morning I want to look at it. To first look at how the world sees people that are old, and then look at what the Bible says about people that are old.
所以今日我想首先带大家去睇下呢个世界对于长者嘅睇法，跟住带大家去睇下圣经里边点样讲对于长者有咩嘅睇法。
And then I want to close by giving you some practical advice.
跟住到最尾，我想结尾嘅时候，俾大家一啲实际嘅嘅意见。
So first, I want to think about how do people look at people that are older.
首先，我哋讲到究竟其他人对于长者有咩睇法咧
？I would say in our country, in our culture, a lot of people look down upon people that are older.
可以讲到喺我哋嘅国家、我哋嘅文化里边，长者系俾人睇低，系俾人睇唔起嘅。
We live in a self-centered kind of society.
我哋系活喺一个好自我中心嘅社会里边。
And so some people look at the elderly as a financial burden.
所以有啲人对于长者觉得佢哋系经济上面嘅一个负累。
They take too much time and too much money.
佢哋用我哋好多时间，用我哋好多嘅金钱。
And they cause problems if we want to pursue our own happiness.
如果我哋想去追求自己嘅快乐嘅时候，啲长者阻住我哋。
In fact, there's talk today about encouraging older people to commit suicide.
而家社会亦都有讲到佢哋去提议年长嘅人佢哋自己去自杀。
Governor of one state said that it's the duty of elderly people to a duty to die and to get out of the way.
有一个州政府就系话，对于年长者嚟讲，佢哋嘅责任就系去死，唔好阻住呢个地球转。
So our society may look down upon senior citizens.
所以我哋嘅社会对于年长者佢哋系睇唔起。
But even the elderly themselves may look down upon themselves.
但系有时年长者佢哋自己都睇唔起自己。
Because many times they feel very useless.
因为佢哋觉得自己冇用。
They recognize that they have declining strength and health.
他们知道自己的能力越来越衰微。
They see a lot of their friends, their age dying off.
他见到他身边的朋友都一个一个的去世。
And so they begin to feel lonely.
所以他们觉得孤单。
Even their children and grandchildren seem to be so busy all the time.
而有时他自己的儿女或者他的孙都很忙于他们自己的生活。
And for some elderly people, there's the financial concerns as well.
对有些年长的人，他们都有经济上面的一些问题。
And so as a result, many older people look down upon themselves.
所以因为这些种种的原因，长者有时他们自己都看不起自己。
And recognize that they think that they themselves are just useless.
他们都觉得自己无用。
And then there are some people who are healthy and have a lot of money.
但亦都有啲长者咧好健康，亦都有好多钱喎。
And so they think that retirement age is the time to have a lot of fun.
咁佢觉得对于退休嚟讲咧，就系佢哋开始享乐嘅时候啦。
It is time to play.
就系佢哋可以开始去玩嘅时候啦。
They figured that they did all this hard work.
佢哋觉得一生人里边奉献咗、付出咗咁多。
They raised their children.
佢哋养大佢哋嘅仔女。
And now it's their turn to enjoy life.
而家咧就系到佢哋自己去享受佢哋生命嘅时间。
And so a lot of senior citizens focus in on leisure.
所以有好多年长者咧，佢都着眼于佢哋嘅享乐。
So they do a lot of traveling.
佢哋去旅行啦。
They play golf.
去打高尔夫球。
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those activities.
我唔系话嗰啲嘅活动系有错。
But what I'm saying is that for some people, it's their main focus in their senior citizen years.
我只不过系讲，对于有啲年长者嚟讲，佢哋主要就系享乐去享受生命。
But how do we view? How does God view aging?
但系究竟神点样睇年长呢一个题目咧？
Well, we looked at, we read two verses from the book of Psalms.
我哋由先喺诗篇里边睇咗两段嘅经文。
The first one is in Psalm 92.
首先就系诗篇九十二篇。
12:12-15.
第十二到第十五节。
Now, you don't understand that Psalm 92 is there is a contrast between the wicked and the righteous.
我哋睇到喺诗篇九十二篇里边咧，有一个对于义人同埋恶人嘅一个对比。
Now it's talking about people who wicked people as people who are apart from God.
讲到嗰啲恶人咧，就系远离神嘅人。
And they're characterized as like grass.
佢哋圣经里边用草嚟形容佢哋。
They are people who may flourish for a brief period of time, but they don't last very long.
佢哋可能喺好短时间好兴旺，但系咧佢哋嘅兴旺系唔会长久。
But the righteous are portrayed like trees.
但系义人就用树去形容。
That is plants that last for a long time.
而是一些植物 是有长久性的。
And I should mention here that the righteous are people today who trust in Jesus Christ.
在里面讲到义人就是相信主，在现在这个世代就是相信主耶稣基督的人。
It is not because they live such righteous lives.
不是说他们自己的行为是公义。
But because of their faith in Christ, GodGrants them the righteousness of Christ.
而系因为藉住佢对耶稣基督嘅信心，而神就俾佢哋有公义喺佢嘅生命里边。
And so by faith, by trusting in Jesus Christ, God sees them as righteous.
所以藉住相信主耶稣基督，神就睇到佢系一个义人。
But looking again at Psalm 92, verse 12 and 15, maybe just read that once more in Chinese for us.
The whole 12-15?
Yeah.
咁我读一读，再读一次，诗篇九十二篇十二到十五节。义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。他们栽于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了汁浆而常发青，好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
So this psalm tells us that the righteous are people that can be a blessing throughout their lives. They can bear fruit even in their old age.
所以在这个诗篇里面，我们看到年老的人，他们就算到他们老了的时候，他们仍然可以结果子。
And it gives us the picture of a palm tree.
他不过有一个用一个棕树的图画去形容。
And also of a cedar tree.
也都用香柏树去形容。
Now, we're not used to those kind of trees in our area.
在我们这个地区里面，我们不好见到棕树，也都不好见到香柏树。
But a palm tree can live 200 years.
但一棵棕树大概可以有200年的命。
And a cedar tree can last thousands of years.
而香柏树是可以有几千年的命。
And so it's portraying the righteous as people that can last a long time.
书里有讲到义人，就是那些可以一路长活下去的人。
But it also says that it can continue to bear fruit for a long period of time.
也都讲到它是一路可以持续的去结果子。
That is, it continues to be productive in their, even when they're, it is old.
所以就算是它，就算是棵树老了的时候，它继续可以去生产。
In fact, people tell us that palm tree, the fruit of the palm tree is sweeter as it gets older.
也都有人去跟我讲，他说棕树那些果子呢，当棵树越老的时候是越甜的。
And so this verse tells us that even when we are older, we can still produce fruit for God.
所以这一段经文就告诉我们，虽然我们年老，但我们可以继续去为神结果子。
And so in verse 14 it says, they still bear fruit in old age, they're ever full of sap and green.
在十四节那里说，他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了汁浆而常发青。
So rather than seeing old people as useless, God sees people who are older as very useful.
所以神看年长者，不是说他们越老越没用，而他在这里讲到神看年长者，他们是越老越有用。
God sees them as people that have a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience.
神看年长者是他们满有智慧，都很有经验。
And yes, there could be physical problems.
当然他们身体上面可能有问题。
Even a sort of mental problem.
有时可能他们想的都不是那么清楚。
But they still can be productive and bear fruit for God.
但他们仍然可以去为神结果子。
And then the second passage also tells us some, gives us another view that God has.
而头先诗篇七十一章嗰度，亦都神俾我哋睇到另外一样嘢。
And if you could read Psalm 71 verse 17 and 18.
头先诗篇第七十一章第十七到十八节，神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我要宣扬你奇妙的作为。神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
So the psalmist is asking God for help.
诗人佢求神去帮助。
He wants God's presence so that even in his old age, he can proclaim God's qualities to the next generation.
他求神在他的生命里面，以致就算他年老的时候，都可以将神的大能指示给后代。
And so it's teaching us that again, even in old age, they can be, older people can be very useful to God.
所以这里讲到虽然是年老，但是年老的人也都可以去彰显神的能力。
And one of the things that they can do is affect the next generation.
其中一样可以做的就是去影响下一代。
That means your children and maybe younger people in the church.
可能是你自己的儿女，或者是教会里面的年轻人。
And so we should see this at old age as an opportunity that God gives to us.
所以我们应该看年老是一个神给我们的机会。
So let me share with you some practical advice about how we can pass on to the next generation.
等我同大家分享一下一啲实际嘅意见，我哋点样可以影响下一代。
So first, you need to have some contact with younger people.
我哋首先要同年轻人有接触。
And so maybe again it could be your own children or younger people within the church.
可能是你自己的兒女或者是教會裡面的年輕人。
And so there are certainly groups and fellowships within the church that are younger than you.
當然在教會裡面有不同的團契，他們的年紀都是小過你的。
And you don't have to speak English because in our church we have Cantonese fellowships that are of younger people.
你不需要去講英文，因為在教會裏面我們也有廣東話的團契。
They could even be, they could be youth, they could be college students or working adults or even married couples.
可能他們可以是小朋友啦，可以是大學生，可以是職青，或者可以是初結婚的夫婦。
And I find that young people are looking for guidance.
而我經常都看到年輕人，他們都很想有人去提點他們。
They are confused about sometimes how to apply what they know from the Bible to their daily life.
他們經常都會有疑惑，在聖經裡面學到的東西，他們怎樣在生活裡面去用出來呢？
They have questions about relationships.
可能他們在人際關係上面有問題。
They have questions about career choices.
對於他們的工作前途上面，他們可能
They have questions about finances.
可能对于他们经济上面，他们有不同的问题。
They have questions about God.
可能对于神，他们都可能有不少的问题。
My wife is part of a small group.
我太太 Nancy 是小组里面的其中一个。
There are about 15 to 18 young people that come to our house to meet for Bible study.
但他有15到18个年轻人，他会来到我们家去一起查经。
And these people that come are sort of young adults. Most of them are single.
很多来的人，他们都是一些年轻人，大部分都是未结婚的。
And my wife and I noted that she could be older than some of their mothers.
我太太会留意到可能佢嘅年纪系比起呢啲年轻人个妈妈仲大。
And yet, many of them go to her, my wife to ask lots of questions.
但系有好多年轻人都嚟到我太太问佢好多嘅问题。
They always seeking her out to say, "Let's get together and have coffee."
佢哋成日都嚟同我太太讲，我哋不如一齐饮咖啡倾下偈啊。
But they're not interested in the coffee. They're interested in asking me, my wife, lots of questions.
但係佢哋唔係話淨係想飲咖啡，佢哋係嚟問我太太好多嘅問題。
So maybe some of you could be advisors or counselors to some of the younger fellowships or small groups in our church.
可能你哋可以做一啲年輕嘅人嘅導師。
Another thing that older people can do is be a positive role model.
另一樣年長者可以做嘅就係一個做啲個正面嘅榜樣。
Now, lots of old people are portrayed as being very grumpy.
有好多年長嘅人咧，俾人哋一種咧，佢一個好怒嘈、好囉嗦嘅感覺。
They're always complaining about something.
佢哋成日都喺度投訴。
They like to live in the past.
成日都中意活喺過去。
They are always thinking about the good old days.
佢哋成日都諗緊舊時舊時係點樣。
And many of them resist anything that's new or resist change.
對於一啲新嘅意見、一啲新嘅改變，佢哋係完全唔想去面對。
So instead of being old and grumpy, we can be very become much more positive.
我哋可以唔做一个年老又好怒嘈嘅人，我哋可以做一个正面嘅。
We can be people that portray joy.
我哋可以喺我哋生命里边去显出喜乐。
We can be people that encourage people.
我哋可以去鼓励身边嘅人。
Instead of being so negative.
而唔系成日好负面。
I know that sometimes young people can be very idealistic.
所以知道有时年轻人佢哋好好多梦想。
They get new ideas and new things that they want to try out.
佢哋有好多新嘅想法、新嘅提议，佢哋想去做。
But a lot of times, older people just pour cold water on their enthusiasm.
但有时年长者听到呢个提议就好似一盆冷水泼过嚟咁样。
We would say, "No, your idea it won't work."
我会话你嘅提议唔得噶啦。
They would say, "Oh, we tried that already."
我哋试过啦，唔得噶。
But rather we should be positive.
但是我们不应该是这样，我们应该是鼓励，应该是正面。
We should say, with God's help, we can do this.
我们应该说，啊，靠着神的能力，我们应该可以做
到。That our God is powerful and strong, and he can do wonders.
我们可以说，啊，我们的神是满有大能，他可以做奇妙的事。
But instead, many of us are just grumpy, old, complaining people.
但是有时很多年长者，他们只不过很怒嘈，很啰嗦，经常在投诉。
If you were to read the Psalms that these passages are from, Psalm 92 and 71, you'll find that these Psalms are filled with praise and joy.
当你去读头先诗篇九啊二篇同埋七十一篇嘅时候，你会睇到喺喺呢个诗篇里边系满有赞美、满有喜乐喺里边嘅。
Now, third piece of practical advice is that we can also serve even in our old age.
而第三个意见就是，就算我们年老，我们都可以侍奉。
You may retire from your job.
可能你在你工作上面已经退了休。
But you never retire from ministry.
但是你永远不会在事工、在侍奉上面退休。
Just this past week, we had a prayer meeting for the pastors in the New England area.
啱啱過去呢個禮拜喺紐英倫區，我哋好多牧師聚埋一齊，我哋有個祈禱會。
And a couple of the pastors shared that they were retiring soon.
有唔少牧師佢哋就分享到啊，佢都準備退休啦。
But there was one retired pastor who spoke up.
但有一個已經退咗休嘅牧師，佢就咁分享。
He is Reverend Liu from the Chinese Church in Lowell.
佢係Lowell教會裏邊嘅廖牧師。
He shared the fact that he was thinking about going on a mission trip next month.
佢講到話佢喺下個月佢想去一個短宣去宣教。
He wants to go on a mission trip to Trinidad.
佢想去特立尼達呢個地方去宣教。
And he's actually gone there 22 times already in his life.
佢喺一生人裏邊已經去過呢個地方宣教22次。
But he wants to go again next month.
但是他下个月想再去。
And he will turn 80 next year.
而出年他就会是80岁了。
And so even older people can continue in ministry.
所以就算年长者也可以继续去侍奉。
And he tried to remind all those pastors there that yes, you can retire from your job, but you never retire from ministry.
而廖牧师他就提醒其他牧师，你可以在你工作上面去退休，但是在侍奉上面你是永远不会退休的。
Now, I recognize that because of physical limitations, some people may not be able to travel.
我们都知道，可能因为我们身体上面的限制，不是个个人都可以去其他地方。
But you, even as older people, you have certain advantages.
但对于年长者，你们有一些优点。
For instance, older people have more access to other older people.
你可以接触到更加多其他年长者。
And many of your peers are not Christian.
很多你的朋友可能都不是基督徒。
They too are thinking about the end of their lives.
他们可能都在想人生的终结的问题。
And so they have no hope for the future.
而他们对于他们的永生是没有盼望。
Now, do we expect young people to reach these old people?
你会不会说等年轻人去接触这些年长者？
I don't think so.
我觉得可能比较难。
I would say it's up to those of us who are older to reach other older people.
我觉得应该是我们年长者去接触这些年长者。
And so you may purposely spend time with some non-Christian friends so that you can help lead them to Christ.
所以你可能会更加的跟你身边年长又未基督徒的朋友去接触，等他们可以认识主耶稣基督。
Retired people also may have more time during the day.
退休的人可能在日头也有多点时间。
We have an after school program in Chinatown called Project Destiny Autumn and Spring.
在唐家里面我们有步上光明路课余补习 的一个事工。
And this after school program is held basically Monday through Friday in the afternoon.
而是这个课余补习事工是星期一至星期五下午的时间。
And they have a hard time getting help.
他们很难找到人帮手。
Because it seems the only people that serve our college students when they don't have classes during the afternoon.
因為通常去幫手嘅都係啲大學生，而當佢哋下晝唔使翻學嘅時候，佢哋先可以去幫手。
But how about some of you who are retired?
但係你哋可能中間退咗休嘅人咧
？You have time in the afternoon.
你下晝有時間咯。
And so maybe you could go there and share and teach.
可能你哋可以去分享，亦都可以去去幫手補習。
And there are lots of different roles that you could play in that program.
喺嗰個嘅事工裏邊，你可以擔演唔同嘅角色。
Some of you have big houses.
可能你哋有一間大屋。
Your children have moved away.
你啲兒女都搬走曬啦。
And so why not host a small group in your house?
咁點解唔用你間屋愛嚟俾小組去用咧？
People would rather meet in somebody's home than actually in the church building.
有很多人都願意去到其他人的家裏面去聚會，多過在教會裏面聚會。
And generally, retired people have more time.
普遍來說，退休的人有更多的時間。
I know one of my frustrations is that I don't seem to have enough time to communicate with our missionaries.
在我生命裏面，我經常都覺得自己不夠多的時間可以跟不同的宣教士去接觸。
We have, God has blessed our church with many missionaries all over the world.
神好祝福我們的教會，我們當中有很多的宣教士在世界各地裏面。
And so many times they will send an email to me, but I have to keep it very short because there seems to be not enough time to really communicate with them.
很多時候他們電郵給我，但當我回覆的時候都要很短，因為我真的不夠時間去跟他們聯絡。
And so I was wondering, can maybe some of our senior citizens pick a missionary and be a person that would communicate and pray for these people on a regular basis.
So I think, 因為年長者當中可唔可以有啲人係專去負責某一啲嘅宣教士去為佢哋祈禱，去同佢哋聯絡，鼓勵佢哋。
Now, one last suggestion.
最後一個提議。
I know there are some people who physically just are not able to do any of these ministries.
我知道我哋當中亦都有年長者，可能佢身體上面真係冇辦法令到我哋去做頭先我以上其他所有嘅提議。
But let me share the story.
但係等我同你分享一個故事。
Recently I visited an older woman in her home.
近排我去探一個長者。
This woman is homebound because she cannot walk, can hardly walk.
呢個長者佢係困喺屋企裏邊，因為佢行唔到路。
And not only that, she cannot control her body functions.
而佢有時佢身體上面有啲嘅機能，佢都控制唔到。
So she basically sits in her bed with.These pads and you know under her.
所以通常佢都淨係瞓喺自己張牀嗰度。
But when I visited her, I really was encouraged because she was a woman filled with a lot of joy.
當我去探佢嘅時候，我得到鼓勵，因為佢嘅生命裏邊佢滿有喜樂。
Her mind is very sharp, and so she was able to communicate with me quite well.
佢嘅思想仲好清醒，所以佢同我有好好嘅傾偈嘅時間。
She even tried to give me an offering for the church.
佢亦都想俾一啲錢俾我去奉獻喺教會裏邊。
But in the end, she said she felt very useless.
到最尾，佢同我講，佢話：但我覺得自己好冇用。
And I said, "There's one thing that you can do."
佢話：但我同佢講有一樣嘢你可以做。
You can pray for me.
你可以為我祈禱。
You can pray for me every day.
你每日去為我祈禱。
And I'm looking and needing prayer warriors who will pray for me and the church.
我同佢講，我係揾緊可以為我亦都為教會禱告嘅代禱勇士。
And so she said yes. This is something I can do.
咁佢就話呢樣我可以去做。
And so.I would encourage all of us who feel that they can't do anything. The least they could do is pray.
So I want to encourage 大家，如果你覺得你其他樣嘢都做唔到嘅時候，至少你可以為我為教會去祈禱。
And maybe the most that you could do is pray.
而其實最多最愛最需要嘅就係禱告。
I want to conclude by just looking at Psalm 71 once again.
我想喺結尾嘅時候再睇翻一次詩篇第71篇。
Verse 18.
第十八節
It says, So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until.
所以他这里讲到，神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我。
Now, the psalmist talked about proclaiming your might to another generation.
在这个诗篇里面，跟着他讲到，等我可以将你的能力指示下一代。
But how would God, how would you personally fill that statement?
在你的个人里面，你怎样可以将神的能力去指示下一代呢？
That you ask God for strength for the task that he has for you.
你有没有求神给你有能力，求神去指示你究竟怎样可以将神的大能指示下一代呢？
And that might be different for different people.
我们不同的人可以，神会给我们有不同的答案。
God has not taken you out of this life yet.
你的生命尚未终结，神仍然给你在这个世上面。
God wants you to produce fruit.
神想你继续去结果子。
So you have to think about what is it that God wants me to do to bear fruit for Him.
所以你要去想下，究竟神在我现在这个年纪里面，究竟神想我做些什么，令我更加去继续为神结果子。
I gave a number of suggestions this morning.
今早我给了很多不同的提议。
But I hope that you will go home and think and pray about what does God want you to do with the rest of your life.
但我希望大家回到家的时候可以去同神祈祷，去求神去指示你究竟在你余下的生命里面，神想你做些什么去继续为他结果。
So that you can bear fruit for this life and beyond.
所以你可以继续为今生，也为来生去结果子。
Let's bow together and pray.
我们一起祈祷。